the Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha 2023 to 2024 Annual Report Executive Summary. Adapted in 2024 by accessible format service Blind Low Vision New Zealand. There is one logo at the top of the page for Whaikaha Ministry of Disabled People. About this annual report. Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha, was established on the 1st of July 2022 as a departmental agency hosted by the Ministry of Social Development, MSD. This annual report provides information on the services, activities and achievements of Whaikaha during the period from the 1st of July 2023 to the 30th of June 2024. You can find the full report at, click on the link, www.whaikaha.govt.nz/annual-report. We progress the rights and opportunities of disabled New Zealanders, tangata whaikaha Māori and their whānau. We do this through 1. Commissioning $2.65 billion of disability supports for approximately 62,000 disabled New Zealanders. 2. Our stewardship role to help other agencies remove barriers and improve outcomes for tangata whaikaha Māori, disabled people and their whānau. And 3. Effective engagement and partnering with disabled people and tangata whaikaha Māori in transformation of the disability system. The financial reporting for the Ministry is contained in the 2023 MSD Annual Report as the host agency and can be found on the MSD website at www.msd.govt.nz. Our year in numbers. 62,000, approximately, New Zealanders supported by Whaikaha through Disability Support Services, DSS. 1. 40% have an intellectual disability. 2. 40% have autism as their primary disability. And 3. 19% have a physical disability. $2.28 billion disability support services delivered. 18 sites across New Zealand. 15 needs assessment and service coordination, NASC sites, and 3 enabling good lives sites. Over 47,000 people accessed equipment modification services. 31 child development services, CDS, in Aotearoa, providing early intervention and developmental support to children and rangatahi. 16,000 seen by CDS. $2.65 million allocated to transformation initiatives across disabled person / whānau-led facilitation services, testing alternatives to NASC facilitation services for family well-being / respite, building the peer support network and evidence base, and 4 My Home, My Choice initiatives. Number of disabled people in Aotearoa. Total of 1.1 million / 24% of all New Zealanders. 42% of our kaimahi / staff identify as disabled. Pay gap. Our pay gap for disabled people is 4.8%. There is no public service comparison information. However, it is pleasing to note that this is a significant improvement from 2023 when the gap was 8.1%. Causes of impairment. Disease or illness, 41%. Accident or injury, 31%. Aging, 28%. Existing from birth, 14%. The three most common impairment types New Zealanders experienced. Mobility, 13%. Hearing, 9%. Agility, 7%. Disability rates by ethnicity were Māori, 32%. European, 24%. Pacific peoples, 26%. And Asian, 17%. $1 million investment to build community capacity and capability in 4 regions. 20 Talanoa sessions held from Kaitaia to Invercargill to develop the National Pacific Disability Plan. 5 formal engagements, forums / relationships established. 53% of disabled people reported multiple impairments. For people aged over 65 years, females were more likely to experience multiple impairments. What we want to achieve. The New Zealand Disability Strategy is a key mechanism for the government and disabled people, their families and whānau to set the direction for a non-disabling Aotearoa. The New Zealand Disability Strategy 2016 to 2026, the strategy, together with the Disability Action Plan 2019 to 2023, the action plan, drives the vision for a non-disabling Aotearoa New Zealand and the implementation of the UNCRPD over time. During the period of this report, progress towards the strategy and the action plan includes 1. The Household Disability Survey 2023 carried out by Stats New Zealand. 2. The launch of the inaugural Disability Action Plan 2023 to 2027 by the Department of Corrections, Ara Poltama Aotearoa. 3. The target of universal design homes, 19% built in 2023, being exceeded by 15% by Kāinga Ora. And 4. Publication of a Provisional Health of Disabled People Strategy by the Ministry of Health / Manatū Hauora Ministry of Health. Each year, the Minister for Disability issues reports annually on the progress of the New Zealand Disability Strategy. Six-monthly progress towards the Disability Action Plan is reported on the Ministry's website. The Action Plan reports can be found at the following link. https://www.fikaha.gov.nz/about-us/programs-strategies-and-strategies/disability-action-plan-2019-2023/dap-reports. Programs we have progressed. Disability support transformation. There has been an increased focus on organisational structure, systems, processes and policies to ensure the Ministry can deliver its system stewardship functions. Advice on the most appropriate way to advance transformation of the disability support system was also developed with disability community leadership groups. High and Complex Framework, HCF. The High and Complex Framework, the framework, supports people under the Intellectual Disability, Compulsory Care and Rehabilitation Act 2003 and other relevant legislation. It provides a diversionary pathway for people with an intellectual disability who are engaged with the criminal justice system towards more appropriate services with a strong rehabilitative focus. Around 200 to 250 disabled people, many of whom have committed serious offences, are supported through the framework. My Home, My Choice. The Ministry continues to build the peer support network and evidence base for My Home, My Choice initiatives below, including setting up a project group. 1. The Intensive Response Team. 2. Te Ao Māori Alternative Options. 3. Separating accommodation from other supports. And 4. Establishing practice networks to support alternative options and continuous improvement. Paid family carers. People receiving disability supports have the option to choose to pay a family member to provide those supports. This applies to supports that would otherwise be provided by a support worker through the Ministry's funding and Health New Zealand funded support services. The Ministry has used this funding to address increases in costs where disabled people were receiving family-funded carer services and are now receiving individualised funding and other flexible supports. Contributions and key reviews conducted during the financial year. 1. Contributing to the Crown response to the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse into State and Faith-Based Care. 2. Contributing to the Crown response to WA12575, the Waitangi Tribunal's inquiry into health services and outcomes. And 3. A rapid assurance review of the Ministry's commercial management practices conducted to ensure that its contract management practices are robust, provide public value, and to reduce legal and financial risk for the Ministry. Supporting Te Tiriti or Waitangi relationships. Underpinning all areas of our work is our commitment to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. A Kaihoutou Chief Māori Advisor role was established within the Executive Leadership Team to lead and advise on 1. Developing effective and enduring Māori Crown relationships. 2. contributing to work program development and implementation. 3. Strengthening system oversight and integrating cultural responsiveness into the quality and safeguarding framework data and monitoring frameworks. And 4. Continually striving for new and improved approaches that will result in better outcomes for tangata whaikaha Māori and disabled people. Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuse in Care. The Royal Commission of Inquiry into Historical Abuse in State Care and in the Care of Faith-Based Institutions, Royal Commission, Whanaketia, Through Pain and Trauma, From Darkness to Light, was tabled in Parliament on the 24th of July 2024 and became public. Want to get in touch? If you are deaf, hard of hearing, deafblind, speech impaired, or find it hard to talk, you can use the New Zealand Relay Service, www.nzrelay.co.nz. If there is something specific you would like to hear about in future updates, other general feedback, or you want to get in touch, please visit our, click on the link, Contact Us webpage. You can also contact us on phone 0800 566 601, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday 9:30am to 5pm and Friday 8am to 5pm and text 4206. End of document.